Sifan Tafayin Beis is a loch of Haseba and the loch of Dalakosis. So there is a concept, there's a loch of Haseba, which Chazal wrote into the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Halayla, to mitzvah of Haseba. Biskarov sees in it that according to the Rambam, Haseba is a separate mitzvah. And would you'd be Mekayim the mitzvah, according to the way the Biskarov understands the Rambam, you'd be Mekayim the Iker mitzvah, but you would not be Mekayim the mitzvah Seva, so you'd have to redo in order to be able to Mekayim the mitzvah Seva. Otherwise, you will not have the mitzvah Seva being accomplished at that point in time. So there's a mitzvah Seva. The correct way to do a Seva is in a way which is comfortable. A person that else, you should not be leaning on air. Some people they sit in their chair and they lean towards the left, and they're basically leaning on air. There's no support to themselves. That's not very comfortable. It's not really reclining. So a person should do it in such a way that the back of the chair is inclined towards the left. So when he leans towards the left, he's leaning on the back of the chair. So he has support. So there's something. He's reclining on something. The halacha is a person has to lean to the left. A person who's who's a lefty, which means he eats with his left hand, he still leans to the left because Al saw two reasons for the concept of us leaning that way. One is because a person eats with their right, so leaning to the left would you allow yourself to have your right hand free. So according to that, if a person's a lefty, they would want to incline the other way. But Al also saw a concern of to lean that way is safer for the potential of choking. So that's going to override the concern of the Easter will override as even a person who's a lefty inclines towards the left side. Mitzvah Seva Mikra Din the Chatchil applies to the Dalakosis, applies to the Mitzvah Motzi Matzah, to the Mitzvah Karech, and the Mitzvah of Afikoman. There's also preferred in Halacha that a person should eat the whole Suda if possible, Derech HaSeva. I wouldn't necessarily advise you to do it with the soup. But it's something which it's possible to do. It's possible to do. Meaning nowadays seems to be not to do that. The understanding of that is because nowadays, in general, we don't really necessarily recline. In general, we eat. In a time where people were actually would recline, and that really was derech eris, so then obviously would be preferable to have the whole meal derech haseva. Nowadays, where we generally eat sitting upright. For us, Maseva is like an extra thing, so during the meal, people do not seem to do that. If a person forgot Haseva, so the Rabbi says that nowadays, since we generally do not eat reclined, so the Mitzvah Seva is not required anymore, it's not Ma'akev, even though Medina the Gemara would be Ma'akev, but nowadays it's not Ma'akev, and the Rabbi Yosef had that at least on the Bidi Avitz. So in a case where a person could go back, a person should go back, a case where a person can't go back, so then a person doesn't go back. So after the third or fourth kais, where a person can't be moisiv on the kais, there's an issue of adding on the third or fourth kais, you can't add any more kaises, as we'll see. So a person would forget to do that, but say, but he would not go back. The second kais, a person could drink more after the second kais, so there's no reason why if a person should go back. The first kais, interesting, the really meeker than the chara, the person is allowed to drink between the first and second kais, and therefore, if a person forgot haseva by the first kais, so he should go back. The Mishabur, however, mentions in Sikkot and Chafalov, Mishabur says that since the Magen Avraham says this idea that once you start the Haggadah and you're Mesiyah Das from drinking, so you have to make a new bracha on the kais. Making a new bracha does look like you're adding a new kais, a separate kais, it's like you're adding a fifth kais, because you make a new Brei Gofen. So therefore, in that situation, it would not be proper. So he suggests in a case that a person should have in mind that when he makes the break up, he might drink more in case he forgets Haseva, he'll be able to, you know, drink without having any problem. Now, I find it interesting, because if you're remembering already, to be able to have in mind break up in case you forget Haseva, you might as well just do Haseva and not have to worry about it. If you're able to remember that much, you should remember to do Haseva. But I guess, theoretically, that's possible. So the first question really depends what you had in mind. Now, just in general, drinking between the first kais and the second kais. If a person needs a drink during, you know, a person is, let's say, thirsty, etc., a person should have a Brei Pirei Gofen covers all of the drinks. So a person makes a Brei Pirei Gofen by the first kais, he could drink other drinks also. But in general, we assume he's not planning to drink because most people don't drink at that point in time. But a person would want to drink, a person should have in mind when they're Brei Pirei Gofen, they're planning to drink, and they could take a drink of a tea or water or something like that to allow, you know, to quench their thirst. By Kiddush, we assume that a person is planning to drink. So the Brei Pirei Gofen works, but that's only if you drank from the Brei Pirei Gofen. You know, if the Mekadosh says Brei Pirei Gofen, you didn't drink, so it doesn't help you. If you drank from the Brepia Goffin, so that works. Now it comes to some Mitzi Matzah, a person forgot how to say that Mitzi Matzah, so he has to go, but he would have to eat it again. Same thing with Karev. What about Afi Koyman? So here there's a steer in Mr. Brewer's. Mr. Brewer over here in Tafayin Bays, in Sukkot and Chav Bays, says you don't go back because you can't be Moisev. So he says, by Afi Koyman, Im Shachalach, Lebesever, Lo Yachsev, Yachlano, because it's also to eat the Afi Koyman twice. That's what he says over here in Hilchot HaSeva. In Siman Tafayin Zayin, in Hilchot Afi Koyman, he says, if you forgot HaSeva, you have to go back and eat Afi Koyman a second time. So it seems to be a steer in Mishra Brewer. So Ramosha has a tshuva, Ramosha answers the steer of, it depends on what the situation is. Here in Tafayin Bays, talking about the person already proclaimed he's planning to bench. So a person does that, he proclaims he's planning to bench, the person can't eat again without benching and washing and making a normal mitzi. That's already, you shouldn't know, that's almost looks like you're adding a new achila after the afikarim, and that's not proper to do. When he's talking about Tavayin Zayim, the person ate afikarim without a save, and then he realized before he got the benching, so I bet I didn't do a save, there a person should go back and eat baseva. And he does point out over there, Mishabur points out over there, if you're able to, obviously with the achila gasa, the person, you know, he had moitzi, he had matzah, he had karech, he had morer, he had a suda, he had afikamen once already. So there's afikamen a second time. Obviously, if it's a chilagas, there's no reason to go back. So his lesson over there is if it's possible to go back, you should go back. So that's Ramosha's answer. Then I found the Kav HaChaim and Tafayin Zayin also says that same difference, that same chilak between the two. So that would be a good understanding of the two shitas. So that's the dinner of Baseva. And that takes you for the first half of Tafayin Bays. That's through Siv Zayin. Women, Lalach is, so the Shulchan Aruch says the women, Nashim Cheshuvas, do Aseva. Ramos says, nowadays, since we have the Rav Yoah, that the Rav Yoah says that it's not there to do Aseva anyway, so at least for women, we're semich on that. That's the Rav Yoah says. But for Svardim, so really, you know, a woman Isha Cheshuva should do a seva. They're not semach on the Rav Yoah, and therefore they should woman Isha Cheshuva should do a seva. Now who's called Isha Cheshuva? What woman can say she's not Cheshuva? Yeah.
Now, is it still better to leave or even Hashemah?
For women, you mean?
Yeah.
The Ramah says the Midrash is not so. It's probably, you know, probably would be a. The halachas of a Talmud by the Rebbe, etc. If it's not get to you, we will talk about it. Okay, so that's the first half of the siman. The second half of the siman talks about the halacha of the shear of dalakoses, etc. I gave you two sifim to look at. I gave you sif tes and sif yudal. Sif yudal, we'll do that. It's shorter, so we'll do that quickly. Sif yudal says that the wine should be red wine, preferably, unless the white wine is better. Yain mevushal you yotze with. It is preferred to use yain which is not mevushal. Obviously, if you have a situation where there's somebody there who's not sure Shabbos, so yain mevushal is preferred, just not to get involved in any issues with that. The Mishnah points out, you know, that you see from the mindset of what they had to talk about. Use what red wine in places where the garment used red wine is some type of they would make their alilas dam. The Jews are trying to use blood, so it's better to use white wine. So they can't blame you that you claiming that you're using blood, etc. That's what they had to deal with those issues. Grape juice versus wine. So Marshall holds it that a person should use it should be alcohol. It should be alcohol content to your drink. Grape juice is not preferred. Shmuel Zalman, by the way, disagrees with that. Shmuel Zalman holds that there's no difference in halacha between grape juice and wine for this purpose, even though there's no alcohol in the grape juice, is acceptable. I think in America it's become very, very well known in Russian psak, so it's preferred to have wine. So obviously, a person either could have wine. Person can't have, you know, finds that difficult. If he can mix his wine with grape juice, at least there's some alcohol content that still gives you that element of cheres, of feeling some type of freedom that you have something which is. It gives you this heady feeling, etc., of the alcohol. Regards to the shear of a revius, so the Shulchan Aruch says that the kohen has to hold the revius, and then the amount that you're supposed to drink. So some says that the shear is The general shear is Rav Revius, which is the majority of Revius. And the Shechadar brings the sheet that tells you have to have a Rav Kais, which means that even if your cup holds many Revius, you should drink Rav of the Kais. And that's not the normal halacha, but Kiddush in general, that's not the halacha. Anytime you have a mitzvah of a Shtiyas Kais, benching, Kiddush, etc., the shear is Rav Revius. Specifically, by the night of the Seder, there's a mitzvah of this sheet that holds the din of Rav Kais. So there's no chachma to take a very large Kais according to that. The share of Revius is, you know, let's say for argument's sake, it's 4.4 ounces. So you have a cup which holds 4.5 ounces, which is available in the market to get a cup which holds. So now you drink Rav Kais, and Revius are synonymous. Right? That's pretty easy. But if you take a cup which holds 9 ounces, so Rav Kais is already, you know, is a full Revius, more than a full Revius already. So a person preferred to drink the Rav Kais is preferred in a halacha. The person should try to do that. So the Mishnah Berurah says we might as well get a Kais that holds Revius. So why not be Kais for this opinion? That's the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it. So how large is a Revius? In one of these places where they say 5 Jews, 5 opinions, 6 opinions. The Mishnah Berurah brings this issue, which we're familiar with. There's a shadow exactly. The more it gives two calculations, how to calculate a Revius, and there seems to be a contradiction between the two. Say, to answer that, there's a suggestion that that maybe our the size of the items we're using to measure has changed. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out in Hilchos Kiddush that whenever you're dealing with Deraisa, you should be Machmer. When you're dealing with Derbanans, you can be Mekel. So that's relevant to the first Kazayas. It's also relevant, possibly, to the Afikoyman. It's also relevant to if the Seder would be a Friday night or a Friday night in general. That's in the gate to the cup of Kiddush for Friday night. This year it's not a Friday night, so all of our Shurim are Drabonans. Even the Friday nights, where the Shir of the Kais is Deraisa, the din of Shtiyah is Drabonah. So the calculation of Rav Revius is based on the smaller amount, even though the Kais, we calculate Revius by the larger amount. What's a reliable shear in regards to the smaller amounts? So the smaller shear is Rabbi Badner and his sefer. He comes up with a shear for the smaller shear of 2.2, Revius is 2.8 ounces. Rav Chaim Noah and his shear said it was 2.9 ounces. Rav Moshe is doing that. He had the smaller shear, the Koldoni, he has a shear that it's 3.3. For the Rabbanans and the 4.4 for the Raisas. That's the calculations. So I think that's become pretty much an accepted understanding in America. 3.3 is an accepted shear. The Chazanish had a larger shear. The Briskov had even a larger shear. 5.7, much larger shear. But at least for over here, if you have a cup which holds 3.5 ounces, you can drink it. It's preferred to really actually to drink the whole Kais. So a person drinking the whole Kais, you're drinking two gulps, shouldn't look like you're a gargant run, and get a whole Kais then. And you become the Chachila, then you have a full Kais. So if you have from your Bubby, this, you know, she gave you this present to use by the Seder, this Kais, which holds like 15 ounces. It's a beautiful thing, put it in the middle of the table, but don't use it to drink from. Go out and buy yourself some smaller cups and use it. I think that's a good suggestion on that. So that's the shear. That's the calculation for the shear review. I'm not involved in the details how it was worked out, what the issues are. Some other time maybe we'll have a conversation about that. So that is Tafayin Bey's Vishnu. We'll pick up tomorrow with the next thing.